We know that the drought isn't over, even though we had a bunch of rain recently, but what has it done for fire danger? That's the question we want to pose today. And with an answer, Daniel Berlant, he's a public relations guy for Cal Fire. So we got some water. What does it do to fire danger?
The rainfall that we've had the last couple of days has been a nice change for us after January really turned out to be an incredibly busy month for us as far as the number of fires. This rain is really good in the short term, but as far as the big picture this year, even if it rained nonstop for the next several months, it's not going to be enough to really catch us up to where we should have been. So while in the short term it's lowered the fire danger, we are still preparing for what could be a very busy year as the drought does continue.
So more of a chance to catch your breath than anything else?
This is definitely a nice time for us to just refocus, continue looking at our staffing levels. January, we saw a significant increase in the number of fires. It's about a 400% increase, and those fires occurred in areas where we would typically not see fires in the winter months, along the coast, in the higher elevation in the Sierra. This rain, a very nice little piece to help stop that trend, but unfortunately, it's not going to take much for the rain that we got to dry out and the conditions to hopefully return back to the way they were. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that we get more rain, but we're preparing for what could be a very long summer.
Is there a concern that this rain will spur new growth that'll then dry out and just add to the fuel load?
This was a good amount of rain that we got, several inches in many communities. That rain is going to be good for the grass and the brush. What wasn't able to grow over the past several months is now going to be able to start budding. And so the potential for more grass to start growing and then to dry out is very likely. The key here is going to be, when does the rain stop? If we can get rain all the way through March and April, that's going to help push back the peak of fire season. But even significant rainfall may not really get us out of what has been a really unprecedented drought.
We're looking at a lot of reservoirs where the levels are very low. Does that impact the availability of water for fighting any fires that might occur?
We're definitely keeping an eye on the water supply of where our helicopters are going to be able to dip out of. Obviously, this drought does mean a lack of water. So we are doing our part to conserve, but when it comes to responding to wildfires, we're going to need that water up and down the state. So we're watching those reservoir levels very closely and making sure that we do as little impact to drinking water and to our watershed as possible.
Daniel Berlant, a spokesman for Cal Fire, assessing the status of the danger following these most recent rains. Thanks very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome. Have a great day.